Rouge and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
1,121.
Right, okay. 1,121.
Yes, correct.
You were a mathlete, correct?
Yeah, but I can't keep track of all my embarrassing moments, Hamish, because they just happen too often.
Right.
So okay. It's just really hard. I don't have that many fingers and toes to keep track.
Knowing how to basically tell somebody it's 1,100.
And 21.
Yeah, and 21 is not something that
should be
that hard.
I was just trying to compute the number, that's okay. All right. But no, I did have another embarrassing moment yesterday. Mm. And it's because we're doing this whole Get Active for the month of March
biz
at the moment, the March movement. And I thought, you know what, I need to take my car for a service. So I'm going to walk home after dropping it off.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't live all that far away. I had a look on the map. It's only a couple of Ks. Yeah. I'm like, easy done. Yeah. I've done this walk before.
Yeah.
It's fine. So I dropped my car off. And off I went on my merry little way. Mm. And I got about halfway home. And I never realised that I live up a hill.
Yeah, you do.
I never noticed before. Because every time I've done the walk, it's the other way. Because I go to pick up a car or I go to...
Or it's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Meet someone down... Yeah, well... Or I go to meet someone down the street and I get a lift home or whatever.
Yeah,
so I'm always walking down the hill. So I've never noticed. And I got halfway up the hill. And I had to double over because I was in a little bit of pain. I was out of breath.
Yeah.
And I was very seriously contemplating calling an Uber. And I was trying to catch my breath and I'm huffing and puffing. And I looked to my left and there was these two little old ladies sitting in their car. And they were looking at me very concerned, like I was about to drop dead or something.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Are you okay, love?" I was like, "I'm fine. Just... stretching." Did a little bit of a stretch and then I got up and I like walked with purpose all the way up until I got around the corner because I was like, these ladies are watching me. This is so embarrassing.
Yep.
They've seen where I've come from.
Yeah.
They know it's not far away.
No.
And they now know how unfit I am. And so as soon as I got around the corner, I'm just like, like marching around the corner. As soon as I got there, I had to have a little sit.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a little sit down.
Totally understand.
And now my calves are cramping like you would not believe. And my hips are sore.
Oh, no.
I think I'm old. What is happening to me? I'm falling apart.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's hills for you.
Do you know what, though?
No more hill climbs.
No more hill climbs. But I did walk back down to get my car.
Yep.
About 1,000 times easier.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Just saying. Yeah. Walking downhill,
generally,
not a problem.
Yeah, it's generally how it works.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I didn't realise that.
No. Well, you've learned something, Gab.
But,
sorry
to those ladies who were concerned. You didn't need to call the paramedics. I was fine.
Well, and I'm going to put it on those lovely old ladies who weren't obviously that lovely because they didn't offer you a lift home.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
They had two back seats available.
Yeah, they did.
And they just wanted to watch me suffer.
Yeah, that's
they're probably thinking, that girl in her young body, she should be doing this easily. You can do it.
The March movement is on at the moment where the aim is to move a little more each and every day. And I thought it was an opportunity to find out about the different ways to keep moving, the different sports that you can play around the globe. So this morning, we're catching up with Eric, who's in Sweden at the moment, and he's created something called Plogger or Plogging. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Oh, I'm really fine. Thanks a lot for calling me.
Now, tell us, what is Plogger?
A Plogger, it's a word that's... two words are put together. It's called a stafette word, and it's one of the reasons why it's that popular. It's a funny word. It's more or less a word, yet you start laughing, and you will don't forget it. And another thing, when we're doing this activity, it looks rather stupid because we're running and picking up garbage.
I love this concept because it is jogging around and picking up rubbish. And we just had Clean Up Australia Day recently, but this extends it throughout the entire year where you can get fit while also saving the planet, which I think is amazing. So how did you come up with this idea and make it happen?
Well, I was living in a small ski resort up in Sweden, and for me it was really natural to pick up garbage while I was walking from home down to my son's school. So for me it was no worries, really. And when I moved down to Stockholm, I noticed, wow, this is really get so much messier since I was here last. And And then I was starting running with some friends, and they're noticing when they did the same activity, and they also thought it was so much fun. We have a good time, we laugh and we have fun, and people just give us high five, and we notice we get so much encouragement when we're doing it. So then it just starts spreading, especially where, and then media start picking it up, and then it just been going globally. I think we get about 1.5 million hits or something.
Wow.
And the last movie, it was about 4 million hits. So it's, I thought it was going to be big in Sweden, and it is. But it's spreading globally like hell. Have you heard about the broken window theory?
No.
Well, it's like this. When the mayor in New York, when it was a lot of graffiti, it was a lot of really criminals was hanging in the downtown there, and then he decided, I'd like to make a stop on this. So he was taking away all the crashed windows. He took away the graffiti, and suddenly the whole neighborhood starts changing. People, the crimes was getting down, and people were starting being proud of the neighborhood. So that's also such an important thing. If, for instance, if you go to a clean bathroom or dirty bathroom, you feel good in a clean bathroom. You leave it clean also. But if you're go to a dirty one, then you don't have the same feeling for it. That's also so important.
If you just wanted to start plogging today, what are the basic things you need to take with you when you go off on your first plogging adventure?
To be quite honest, it's one of the most simplest thing we have right now. It's almost as easy as breathing. You only need a pair of two eyes, and then you will find garbage everywhere. And what do you do? You have a little of a plastic bag, and you pick it up, and then it's up to you if you want to recycle it or if you want to put it in the closest garbage bin. It's such an easy thing, and you can do it with some friends. You can go it while you go for a Sunday walk, when you go with your kids to school. We should be proud litter pickers.
It's definitely a movement that we hope will be taking over the globe sometime real soon. And by the sounds of things, it's getting bigger and better every single day. Thank you very much for your time this morning. If anybody is keen to find out more about the art, if you will, of plogger or plogging, you can go to allthews.plogger.se/English. Eric, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot for talking to us, and I'm really pleased that you called me up.
More and more couples are deciding to move in together, and very quickly in the relationship, more so than ever before. And they reckon it's down to money reasons.
Yeah, right.
Because why would you spend double the rent when you're spending all your time together anyway?
Yeah,
so
right.
You may as well move in together,
yep.
Halve the rent.
Yep.
It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot more affordable. And you get to spend all your time together.
Yes.
They're saying, though, maybe it's not such a great idea because you then miss out on the honeymoon period because it goes from dating to serious very quickly, and that can sometimes be pretty detrimental to a relationship.
Put extra stress on their relationship.
And supposedly, this is a lawyer firm in Sydney. They've suggested that living together prior to getting married can increase the chance of divorce by as much as 40%.
Is that right?
I don't know if I agree with
that.
Because you need to know your partner 100% before you get married, and you don't know them 100% till you live together and you find out all of their annoying little habits.
Yeah, and you get over them or you change them.
Or you just argue about them for the next 35 years. Whichever. But I want to know, 13, 12, 16, are you one of these couples who have moved in very quickly at the start of a relationship? Bonus points if it's been successful.
Yeah.
Because I waited well over a year before I brought up the subject of moving in together with my boyfriend.
Yep.
I'm just one of these people. I don't know. I take things very slow.
Yeah.
I don't rush into things.
I think it was about 6 months for myself and my wife.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah. It was pretty quick.
That
I
is
must
pretty
admit.
Quick.
Yeah. That's right. And it's worked. It worked a treat. Gap.
Well, obviously,
from
you're
my
still
point
together.
Of view, I don't know if we should ring Rob and find out what it's
not,
like from her.
Let's let's say it's a success story on that behalf.
Yeah.
One of my friends, though, 5 weeks and they were moving in together.
Wow.
So they're still together today.
Yeah, good on them.
So 13, 12, 16, how quickly did you move in with your partner?
Alex is on the line. Alex, how long did it take for you?
I've been with my partner for over 2.5 years and we haven't moved in. I guess everyone's different because, you know, I still go to church and everything. I'm not the biggest person out there, but, you know, a lot of my friends have got married straight away and moved in and they've had kids and they're my age. But my partner and I, he's at uni in his third year and we don't feel the need to move in quite yet. we're still young, we're going travelling in June, and that's where our money is going.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. So are you waiting until you get married and then you'll move in, or...?
No. I think it's more that we want to wait until he finds his job after he finishes his degree. And I think we want to move down to Brisbane, so there's no point in us moving in and then having to pack it all up again and go somewhere else.
Very practical reasons. Yeah. Oh. I like that you guys are thinking about it from, you know, not just right now and right now what you want, but also
you've
the
got
future
a plan.
As well.
Yeah, you've got a future plan. I think that works perfectly. Alex, thank you very much for the call. We'll move across to Kelly now. Kelly, how long before you moved in with your partner?
It would have been about a week.
Whoa.
Wow.
How did that come about? Like, who raised the question?
He did, because, he didn't like where I was living. Oh. There was, like, holes in the floor and mice were crawling up. But,
oh.
Yeah, and you're young,
yeah. I reckon that was probably a good thing, Kelly. He's done you a massive favour.
Are you guys still together now?
Yep.
How long?
Three beautiful children, 18 years.
Lovely.
See, it can be a success story. These people are saying maybe not a good idea, but it's people like you that are proving them wrong.
Yep.
All you have to do is find somebody with holes in the roof or in the floor.
No. You just find a shack.
Mice are crawling up, and then they're pretty much guaranteed to move in with you straight away.
You find a shack and say that's where you live, so they're like, "Oh, move in."
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, what?
Kind of uncomfortable about what we're going to talk about now, but I think there is definitely a need to talk about it, and that is the term the family cloth.
Can you not put that look on your face when you say it?
Yep.
You're just screwing everything up.
Yep, I am.
It makes it so much worse.
No, I apologise, but this is radio, so it's only you that can see me, Gab, and that's the main thing. Look, there's been a call to ditch the toilet paper. TP apparently a thing of the past, and now in place of the toilet paper you have a thing called the family cloth, which is a square of cloth that just sits off to the side, and then you use it to clean yourself up after a toilet break, and then you pop it in a basket, so you don't flush it down the toilet, you pop it in a basket. That basket, when it's all said and done, I don't know, after a day or after a week, I don't know.
After a couple of hours.
After it's full, I don't know. It goes into the washing. All the family cloths go into the washing. They get washed and then you reuse them. So it's the theory behind the reusable nappies that you have, the old cloth nappies.
Rather than disposables.
Disposables.
It's meant to be a lot better for the environment. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's kind of gross. I've got no other words for it.
It's very gross.
It is very gross. Putting that kind of grossness into a basket rather than flushing it down the loo, I wouldn't be washing them. I wouldn't be the one that had to put them in the wash. I can tell you that right now.
This is something that is happening overseas, and there's a call to bring it to Australia as well. And the idea is you definitely use it for number ones, but for number twos, the choice is yours. But a lot of people are starting to do that, in which case, goes into the basket no matter what, and then gets
the
washed later.
The smell would just be horrific, wouldn't it? Like you would never have a nice smelling bathroom ever.
No.
So if, sometimes your partner goes into the loo and you can't go in there for a couple of hours until it airs out, it would be that all the time.
It'd be a race to get to the toilet
totally.
First.
Totally.
Yeah. And then whoever is second, well, bad luck.
I'm just voting for the bidet. I'd much prefer a bidet over a family cloth.
You know what? I would much prefer back lawn garden hose to the family cloth, to be honest.
If we've got to rule out the toilet paper.
At least the lawn would grow better.
Move it. I like to move it, move it. The Hit FM March Movement. Thanks to F45. I like to move it, move it. I like to
move it. It's all about moving a little bit more each and every day. You know what? I don't care what stage you're at when it comes to movement. It doesn't have to be burpees for a full song or anything like that.
Or sprints for a full song.
Yeah, you could be just wiggling your toes. I don't really mind as long as it's a good place to start,
it's a good
is
place
what I'm
to
saying,
start, but Kat. Maybe at least stand up off your chair to do so.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I'm just saying a little bit each and every day and a little bit more each and every day. And by the end of this month, you'll be amazed at how far you've actually come.
Totally.
So we've teamed up with F45, Toowoomba Central, Team Training, Life Changing, and a couple of times each morning we dedicate a song to getting up and getting moving.
Yeah, and we just want you to move a little bit more today than you did yesterday.
All right, we've got Josh from F45, Toowoomba Central on the line. What are we looking at today?
It's called a lateral shoot-through, guys.
All right. And
what is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so from a push-up position, what you have to do is take one leg, slide it under the other leg while releasing opposite arm and putting in the air. And what this is going to do, guys, is allow us to build a really good core strength and shoulder stabilization.
All right, now you'll see a video of it on our Facebook page. So if you're a little unsure as to what it is, check out our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland, for the video of it. Now, what are we looking for as far as correct technique goes?
So correct technique, you want to make sure you stay nice and straight between your legs and your torso, so the top of where your shoulders are. You don't want to drop in those hips too much. We don't want the legs or the side of the glute touching the ground, and we want the arm that's off the ground be nice and straight in the air so you make a T-shape.
And if anyone is maybe a little unbalanced, a little uncoordinated, make sure you watch me in the video because I do it nice and slow while the gentlemen go very quickly. So, you know, there's different stages of building that exercise up.
There are indeed.
Absolutely.
All right, Josh, thanks for that.
No worries. See you guys.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.